Here's this week's devotion from Fremont Presbyterian Church.
Hello, Fremont friends and family. My name is Dave Witte. I get to come to you today with some great news. I get to talk to you today about 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, which reads, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." Boy, this is great news. It's amazing news. This tells us that Christ has our back. Through him, we can leave behind our pain, our brokenness. We can leave our old habits, those mistakes that we've made in the past. That's all behind us. If we accept Christ, then all this has passed away and a new us has come. What an amazing promise that is. There's kind of one catch to this. We have to admit those mistakes. We have to admit that past. We have to accept Christ. We have to, acknowledge how much we need him. If we try to minimize that past brokenness, if we try to ignore it, then we minimize Christ. We minimize what he has done for us on the cross. And that would be a shame because he did so much for us and he wants so much for us in the future. So I call you to join me and admit that brokenness and admit the great news that this is. This verse reminds me, that admitting of our brokenness in this verse reminds me of a great scene from The Chosen. If you haven't watched that series yet, you really should. It does such an amazing job of personalizing the Bible stories about the apostles and about Jesus. But there's that scene where Jesus calls Matthew, the tax collector, to come follow him. And Matthew is somebody that has a past history. He is hated by his fellow Jews. And when Matthew gets that call, the look on his face of just pure joy of like, me? You want me? And he just drops everything and follows Jesus. And those other apostles are like, what are you doing calling this guy? This guy's been persecuting us. He's done so many things wrong. And yet that calling and that accepting of that call from Jesus puts all of that in Matthew's past, and he is a brand new person. Just amazing, the joy and the miracle of that. Let's see. So I'm going to finish. It's also a reminder to us as Christians that we also are called to see those new creations around us, right? We have to be willing to see those around us as Christ sees them, not as we see them knowing their past and knowing their brokenness, but as Christ sees them as new creations. So Fremont, I call you today to join me. Memorize this verse. Take this verse to heart. Think about what it really means that we are new creations, that those around us can also be new creations. What great news. Please, Fremont, join me in joining this call to this this new beginning that we have in our Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen.
At Fremont Presbyterian Church, we believe one of the many ways we grow in our faith is by hiding the precious treasure of God's Word within our hearts. That's why our church family is memorizing a verse of Scripture every week in 2022. For more information about this journey, go to fremontpress.org/bibleverses. Make sure you're subscribed to get the latest devotion each Monday and Wednesday morning. Check out our main podcast at fremontpress.org/podcast.